This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Sahabi, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu an, he heard his son Muslim making a dua at the end of his prayer, saying, "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufr wal-faqr wa 'adhab al-qabr," seeking refuge in Allah from these three things: from the kufr, from disbelief, and from the faqr, from poverty or poorness, and from Adab al-Qabr, from the torture and the torment of the grave. He asked, where did you learn this dua from? He said, "Abati, my father," he said, "I heard you making these duas, so I learned it from you. So I start to implement, I start to act upon it." You see, when you implement the sunnah, your sons follow right away, subhanAllah. He said to him, "Ya Bunay, oh my son," he said, "don't leave them abadan." He said, "never leave this dua, because verily the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to make this dua at the end of each prayer." And what does it mean at the end of each prayer? The scholars differ. Does it mean after you finish, meaning in your adhkar at the end of the salat? Or does it mean in your tashahud before you make the salams in the prayer? And our Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy upon him, in another dua, he was given explanation of another dua very similar. He said that it's stronger that it's going to be in the tashahud. Why? Because he said, if you look at the other adhkar, which come after the salat, all of them adhkar, there's no dua. All of it is adhkar. Where the dua, it's going to be in the tashahud. So, inshallah, the same thing here, inshallah ta'ala, it seems that the strongest where we would use it, or the strongest view would be to use it in the tashahud. But if you use it in the tashahud or after, inshallah ta'ala, it's all confirmed. But implement this, never leave them.
Abu Bakrah,
not Abu Bakr. It's a difference between the two, pay attention. Abu Bakrah radiallahu anhu, he said, never leave them, he said to his son. Because verily the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left them. Barakallahu fikum.